Charles Woodson, frustrating day for Charles. Charles is ready to play. I mean, he's ready to go, conditioning, but the doctors just feel, based on the information in the last 2 days, that we're going to hold him out of the game. So this is just best in the best interest of Charles and what's in front of us. So I know it's disappointing, frustrating for him, but he's continuing to rehab, and that's basically where he's been all day today. So he will be out this week.
How did Matthews look?
Yeah. I didn't watch much. I mean, but it's good to have Clay back out on the practice fields. So really, we'll see how the film looks and see what we can put together here in 2 days, because our Friday practice will be cut back. But it was good to have him out there. I didn't watch him. So.
With some of these longer injuries, you've been bringing guys back and practice them part-time for a week and then wait a week before you play them. With this kind of injury with Matthews, could he just go right this week, you think? Or?
Hopeful. I mean, the plan is for him to play in the game, but that's why you practice. And just like you've already stated, it's important to go through the process, physically, mentally. So tomorrow's practice will be is our tougher, our toughest practice day, our longest practice day. We'll be in shells, though. So we'll do the best we can to get him ready.
Mike, is Jordy still a possibility for this weekend?
I think Jordy's a long shot for this weekend. It's based on testing Monday and Tuesday.
Mike, we talked about division games a couple weeks ago. You talked about the Triple Crown and things you like. One of them, obviously, was the turnover advantage. Do you call a game differently, or does Aaron play any differently in these kinds of games? It's going to be really the last thing you want to do.
Well, I wouldn't call a game differently based on, the success the defense has had or their style of play, but you're definitely more conscientious of it, particularly this week. Chicago's defense has always done an outstanding job of taking the football away. It's very evident in Lovie Smith's time there. It's a staple of their defense. So we feel we play the same way on defense with the emphasis and practicing and bless you, the technique involved and taking the ball away. But it's something that we talked about today in our team meeting, and we'll continue to emphasize throughout the week.
Mike, how do you look at the Bears coming into this game, considering they've lost 4 or 5 or whatever they have? Do you treat them any differently than you did back in week 2?
I didn't realize they lost the last 4 or 5. Until you asked me, because I think you always look at this game differently. This game's there's always a lot involved when we get together with Chicago. So playing in Soldiers, at Soldiers Field, their surface, and we're just really focused on how they play, how we match up against them, and everybody knows how important the game is. But this game is always important, regardless of the record and regardless where everybody's, where both teams are in a division race. So we're just really focused on, the way we're going to play them, because we know it's going to be a hell of a football game.
Mike, Brandon Marshall told reporters a little while ago he was very upset with some of the comments that apparently came out of here after the week 2 game. He essentially gave a lot of bulletin points here. When you enter a Bears week, is that a message to your guys to kind of keep that stuff in check? And now that it's out there, how do you handle it with your guys?
We have media topics every week. I've talked about that in here. The only advice I gave our team today was what my dad used to tell me: don't tell them nothing. So we'll see what happens.
What kind of advantage does Aaron give you in this kind of game? What kind of advantage does Aaron give you with his way to just turn the ball over?
Well, I mean, that's the way you want your quarterback to play. Aaron's very conscientious with the football, and he has his experience playing in this game, and playing this game's different. I mean, we have a lot of respect for their defense, the way they're coached, the way they play, and we just look for it to be a tough game. And he'll spend more time than he usually does this week, and that's just speaks to the volume of the importance of this game. And he realizes that you got to be on top of your game when you play these guys.
with the adjustments that Aaron's had to make over the season, coming on training camp, did you put, you know, the kind of the erratic schedule that you faced, not having Greg or Jordy on the field for many snaps, has this been the biggest challenge since he's been a starter for the adjustments he has to make at quarterback?
Clearly one of the biggest challenges. I agree with your points. It's been an up and down season, just based on, you know, the number of different perimeter players we play with, and obviously the injuries to the offensive line, the direction we've gone, you know, with our offense and things like that. But, you know, it still starts and stops with Aaron Rodgers, and I mean that's the way we'll always play, you know, while he's here.
How did Lang look, and did he do much more than he did last Friday?
Yeah, I watched TJ practice today. I mean, it's obviously important how he gets through the week, because it will determine how we'll go about it offensively. But, you know, he worked pretty much inside today, because I want to make sure Don gets Don Barclay gets as many reps as he can outside. But really, you know, we're getting TJ ready. We have Evan that played extremely well against the Detroit Lions, and was our game ball winner. So we're getting him ready, both at, you know, left guard and center, and so we'll just make sure we're ready to go. But we're going to use the week to make that decision. But I thought TJ looked pretty good. I'm curious to see what he says.
Are you in a position where you would think about starting Dietrich Smith at center?
Say it again.
Are you in a situation where you might think about starting Dietrich Smith at center?
Jeff Saturday will start at center.
Like, just to be clear on the Charles thing, nothing has happened in terms of any kind of setback, not to use that word, that would jeopardize him going forward.
No, Charles Woodson's injury. This is just where we are. We're very close, and, you know, it's the judgment of our medical staff. You know, particularly Dr. McKenzie. He does not feel it's in Charles' best interest to play in this game, and trust me, that's not easy, you know, because he's been preparing himself, you know, practiced last week. So I know he's extremely frustrated.
Is what you're getting out of your running game really sufficient for what you look for out of a running game in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, to me, running a football, you know, is no different than throwing it. I mean, You have a scheme, the execution of the scheme, the ability to get the back to the second level, the back's responsibility to break tackles. I think we're doing a much better job at the first level, you know, as far as the run blocking unit, giving us the creases. I think our backs are doing a better job in the decision making than we were a month ago, clearly. And I think, you know, one thing we need to emphasize more and continue to work on is the ability to get to the second level runs, and that's the step we'd like to make in the run game.
The roster move yesterday, yes. That's because of Mike Neal and CJ, where they're at, to
correct
help on the D-line. Could you talk about that?
Yes. It's Jordan Miller. We brought him up yesterday, and he's done a great job on our practice squad. You know, actually, we've been talking about him for a couple weeks. But we do have the injuries to CJ Wilson. Just as I stated Monday, it's more serious than we initially thought. And Mike Neal was able to practice today, which was a bit of a surprise. So, based on his examinations the last 2 days, so we'll see how that goes.
How did Mike's shoulder check out? Is that okay that you guys
did? He practiced today, as I just stated, which was a bit of a surprise, but he's making progress.
Mark, do you still hope to get CJ back this year, Mike?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. It's we thought it was going to be a couple of weeks, but it looks like it's going to be longer than that.
Have you ever had three running backs, and is it hard to, I mean, three, you can use it once, is it hard to get those guys in a flow? Does it mean, is that a challenge to have three guys in a flow?
I mean, we've really been playing, running back by committee for a while here. But it's different when you have three running backs and two of them were not at training camp. So, I mean, that's the challenge. It's just really getting everybody on the same page. Now, Ryan Grant's an exception because, you know, he's been with us, and he transitioned right into the game plan, and, you know, he was ready to go. But you know, we're working through it.
Mike, have you ever been part of a team that had a day named after a player? And what do you think about this whole Aaron Rodgers day?
I'm sure Joe Montana probably did, but I don't know if it was in Kansas City. But, yeah, I mean, I think it says a lot about, you know, the success we've had in Green Bay, and obviously Aaron Rodgers is a huge part of it. So I really appreciate what he's also doing for today. You know, he's making this a charitable opportunity to raise money for the MAC Fund. You know, and I think that speaks volumes about Aaron and his commitment to that charity. So I think it's a great honor.
Thank you.